Hi, I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Stephanie Weaver.
Jules McCullough.
We are ArtBS. ArtBS is a podcast for artists that provide business solutions. We discuss all aspects of being an artist, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can stay focused on their creativity. In this episode of ArtBS, we're going to talk about getting ready for holiday sales. What do you do and how do you do it? I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Stephanie Weaver.
Jules McCullough.
What do you guys do for holiday sales? Okay. We got to be starting to think about it now, not right. just because Christmas is going to be here before we know it, but we have through COVID, we've got a lot of shipping issues.
Right. So we're going to have to get on top of it earlier than we normally would.
So are you guys thinking about deadlines? Are you thinking about sales or what? What's going on?
So, hey, this is Stephanie. Yeah, we've actually got several things that I've got planned for art sales. And I've done some in the past. I just did one for the Labor Day sale on my Etsy shop. And it actually did well. I was very, very pleased with it. And normally I haven't done an Etsy sale because I don't think about it. But thankfully, Etsy actually reminded me. Hey, you got a Labor Day sale? Try using this coupon. And I just went, okay. And it was easy, 1, 2, 3. And then I just put it out on social media. And so that one, I totally didn't have planned, but the ones for, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Super Saturday, all of those things this year, I'm really, really going to have planned. Last year, I did not because I was so busy trying to get my website going that I couldn't take on another thing. Mm-hmm. But this year, I'm going to do something.
Yeah, and I'm going to use the advantage of Society 6 and Redbubble. So I've been, this weekend, I spent putting stuff up and kind of testing the process of putting stuff up on Society 6. And they have sales, so I'm hoping to promote my pages that way. And then I'll go back into loading more stuff onto Etsy and doing some Etsy sales this year. But that's, the next couple of weeks, that's my dedication, is getting my work up on those platforms so that when it comes time to sell or when they have sales, I'll be ready for it.
Because when we're recording live, this is the end of September.
Right.
Right now. So, and I remember, Stephanie, you had mentioned one Christmas, you weren't even able to promote anything because you were so busy doing commissions
right.
at that point. And you overbooked yourself, you felt like.
Right. So the first year, in order to do commissions, especially pet porches, I needed everything in by October 1st. So that was my deadline. I did a Facebook ad and I sent out email notifications to my list saying, hey, I've got a pet portrait. If you want to do pet portraits for Christmas, you got to get in by October 1st so that I can ensure I can have it completed for Christmas delivery. And one year I had 32 commissions. It was insane. I will never do that many again.
32.
And then the next year I said, okay, get me your stuff by October 1st. I'm going to take a maximum of 20 commissions. Go ahead and get them in. And this year I haven't advertised at all on pet portraits, and I've gotten maybe 5, and I'm fine with that because mm-hmm. it was just, I would like to enjoy my holiday season too,
Right, exactly. So,
yeah, it was just, I probably won't do that again, but having that deadline to everybody has to be communicated. And one of the things I'm doing now, because I've got, my Etsy shop, I'm working on my Redbubble shop, is to, one, get the products out there. I like my products out there by end of September, mid-October. Start communicating and collaborating with the shipping vendors, because with, Etsy, I'm integrated with Gooten, Printify. I'm trying out Printful. So they need to relay back to me what's the shipping cutoff date.
Right.
So that I can communicate that probably a week in advance. They're telling me, the shipping vendors are telling me it's going to be November 10th. I'm making up a date here. I really don't know. But if they're going to say November 10th, I'm going to back that up to by 7 days and relay that to my customers saying, get me your orders by such, such date to ensure the delivery.
Yeah, that was some of my thoughts too, because I'm using Printful now on my Etsy page.
Are you? Okay.
Yes, really that's a whole nother podcast to talk about. But
I've been playing it with it because of what Julie was telling me.
But that same thing with the shipping is I want to be able to communicate a week earlier than what the vendors are telling us that shipping's going to be, because last year, even though I wasn't doing print on demand stuff, I know a lot of horror stories from other artists that they were told X date.
Yeah.
And then that date slid and people didn't get their stuff in time for the holidays. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, people need to understand as artists, we're dependent on some of these wholesalers and print on demand companies. We can't control the shipping industry. And I'd rather err on the side of caution than go down to the last minute and tell people.
Right. I was looking at Gutten and they were saying something like at least 12 days, business 12 days. Right.
12 business days. Wow.
So that's almost like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know last year, one of the things I learned, little lessons learned was with the socks. So I have an artist apparel also in my little Etsy shop. And there was these art socks with little palettes on them. Super cute. And they're under about the like 20 something dollars. It's a nice price point to give a gift to a friend. And those, the delay was so big that I had to cancel orders.
Because, oh man.
Yeah. And I felt so bad. Sorry. There was like a whistle there. I felt so bad for, the people that purchased them, but they were understanding. But this year I'm not going to do that. Instead, what I'm going to do is order about 20 pairs of socks. So I have stock myself instead of having to wait for printing vendor.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. You had mentioned that last week just in private. And I thought that was an excellent, or it was your lunch and learn.
Yeah. The lunch and learn, we did a holiday planning session where we talked about what to do in September and October. And then we're even going to have a private group for the art business members so we can hold each other accountable and help promote each other's sales.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that. That was a great idea. I was thinking, oh, wow.
Damn. Yeah.
And then you can just ship out from what you got.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be handy.
Well, and I'm waiting to see what, you know, they're going to do here at Low Mill, where the studio is, and find out, you know, what events they're going to have in order to promote artwork locally as well. Mm-hmm. But there hasn't been word on that yet.
Yeah, they usually have the Super Saturday, which is the Saturday before Christmas, and they make you guys, they used to make you guys.
It was the Shop Local.
Yeah, the Shop Local thing.
It's American Express Shop Local.
Yeah, that's right after Thanksgiving.
There was the Saturday after Thanksgiving, which is a small business, and then the Saturday before Christmas.
And then there was the event in early December that the name of it is slipping.
Yule Y'all,
that's it.
Well, and so do you think that you'll order some extra stuff to have here?
That's my plan, is to have some extra things, you know, tumblers or some different, just a couple different things in the studio here.
Yeah, last minute gift ideas.
Right. And I'll probably, you know, do a poll to see, okay, what.
It's a good idea.
What would you like? Because I don't want to end up with inventory. I have enough old inventory that I'm trying to get rid of. I don't want to be stuck with this stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And I like the idea. You guys gave me the idea for one of my Etsy shops, because I just do recipe cards, handwritten recipe cards. And so you guys gave me the idea of grouping them. So I'm wondering, do you guys plan on doing any kind of bundles? Because I'm going to do that with my...
Oh, that's a good idea.
I know. I hadn't really thought about that.
I think you guys could do that as well. So for like me, you were like, do all like your holiday appetizers together, or do all your, you know, Christmas desserts or your snacks or your cookies for cookie exchanges. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing.
You know what? We should do a collaboration bubble. I mean, but
I'm like, what's that?
Okay, I love that. We might have a little bit of a vacation brains between me and Julie. Sorry, Stephanie.
Mine's more allergies this time. Like, my brain's not there.
I like the
collaboration bundle where, you know, we do a pair of your socks.
Okay.
A holiday recipe or cookie recipe bundle, and like a coffee mug or tumbler of mine. and we put it in a basket mm-hmm. and have that available for sale. That would be kind of cool.
That'd be cute. I could see that.
We could have an Art BS. We could call it instead of a bundle, it would be the bubble.
I kind of like
the Art BS bubble.
I love that. Well, you know, I was actually thinking
check
this morning,
one of our Etsy shops today. It'll be out there.
I was trying to figure out a t-shirt for us this morning, and I know we talked about like make art great again. I was trying to think of one for Art BS and just how to make it art. I don't know, but I want a t-shirt for us. You guys know me and t-shirts. We need a t-shirt.
You like t-shirts.
I am a t-shirt and jeans girl.
We could cartoon ourselves and have us in a bubble.
In a bubble. This thing got legs.
Sorry. For some reason, when August, September gets here, the year is over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, it's like, do you guys create anything new during this holiday time? Or are you guys just selling and resetting for January?
I'm finding that I have to create in order to keep my sanity. So I'm creating something every day. Like last week, I spent all this time painting different floral motifs. And then yesterday, I finished scanning them all in this weekend. And yesterday, I created something that I've been trying to create for ages, just a floral wreath. And I've always struggled with it, but I actually pulled it off yesterday and put it up on my Society 6 all in the same day. Because I had all that stuff that I had just singularly painted and grouped together.
We'll have to link that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In show notes. Society 6 floral wreath.
Yeah.
And we'll link that for you guys.
But, and it says make your own magic. And it's just, I was like so excited for myself. So to answer your question, yes, I will continue.
So you're still creating.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, there's that where you're like, oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. And you find it's been like 4 days before you've even touched mm-hmm. your brush or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Computer. But you're really working hard at not doing that. Do you create? You do. You have custom pet portraits.
Yeah, but I try to do a little bit. So one of the things that I've been really working toward.
Sorry.
One of the things I've really been working towards this year is Rachel's got so much editing to do.
Do you guys see my eyes twitching over here? And you know what? There may not be editing on this, guys. It may just be going out just like this, okay?
Okay.
Well, allergies here in the South are a real thing. That's all I can say.
It's not COVID.
No.
So, once they spray the defoliant on the cotton here, I am dying.
Exactly.
It's all over. So just kind of, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of history lesson. So with Huntsville, Alabama, we are in a bowl, and the American Indians, when they traveled through it, they actually called it the Valley of the Sick Head because Valley of Death, all of those things, because of all the allergens that are in the air here. It's ridiculous, but it eventually goes away and this place rocks. So we love it. And we deal with it for this 3 weeks of just, stuffiness.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not COVID, guys. It's allergies. Totally not.
It is. And it's bad. Sorry.
So anywho, what I do is with the, do I create during this time? The answer is yes. So what I'm actually trying to do this year is a little bit different than what I've done in years past. In years past, I've always been trying to get stuff out and market things. And this year, my plan is to get everything ready in September and October for the marketing efforts. So November and December, it's all about just fulfilling those orders. And I don't really have to do anything. I don't have to worry about the marketing. I'm going to have everything set up so I can actually enjoy my time. And then I get to create a little bit more. But that's my plan. We'll see how that actually rolls.
You've got some cute new pieces that you've been working on.
Yeah, and they haven't seen the light of day yet because I'm hesitant to show them because I've got some other things that I want to do. Like I'm reaching out to a couple of licensing agents, and so I don't want to put those out in prints myself until I talk with them. And, you know, if there's exclusivity, if there's any sort of other components that I would need to consider, then I don't want those out just yet. So I don't know which ones I'm going to put out.
So for your holidays, are you guys doing sales? Do you do markups and then your sales? How are you guys sort of like the details of your holiday sales? Like, how are you actually putting it into print, in a different word? Like, because I mean, Etsy and Society6, Redbubble, all of them, they take, you know, the same, they take a portion of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So do you guys mark up a little bit more? So how does that work? And like, would you do a different sale here in the studio locally?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, question. So anyway, walk me through your process.
So I haven't really thought about the online that much, but here in the studio, I'll probably do a different sale just because I have inventory here that I'd like to get rid of. So I'll have some extreme markdowns on my photography work, possibly some pretty hefty markdowns on some of my originals. I'm not positive on that yet.
That's
interesting. I normally don't mark down my originals. But in order to bring new work in, I kind of feel like I need to say goodbye to some of them.
Mm-hmm. Let go.
Mm-hmm.
And I know.
And then I'm frozen over here.
I started pantomiming instead of singing. Okay.
And then online, you know, I build in sale prices into my pricing. So, but if I have to do a heavier sale than what I built into, I'd probably have to mark it up further in order to have that ability. Because I don't mark my stuff up so extreme that, you know, I'm talking, you know, maybe 20% is probably the most I would go online right now on Etsy.
But then Etsy has that, those big sales that are coming in. So what do you do?
So I don't have a local place like Julie does. So I don't have to worry about that so much. Although I was thinking maybe I can put some stuff in here, but no, no, but seriously. So what I do primarily is just with Etsy right now, Redbubble, I'm just starting to get set up. But as far as a markup and then put on sale, I think it's a great idea. I know that's what retail stores actually do because there's a wholesale cost. And that wholesale cost is effectively what we as artists put into our pricing initially. So it's like cost of goods or cost of materials. And then you multiply however much you want to get paid times your hour, how many hours it took you to put in there. That's your wholesale cost just to get your money back. But you need to add in a retail cost. So a lot of these retailers, what they'll actually do during this time is they'll increase their prices and then have a 50% off sale, and it takes it maybe about $10 below what you're actually used to spending. And it causes buyers just to go, oh, look at this, I gotta go get it, or offer free shipping. You know, those are the kind of variables we have to play with, is, you know, the free shipping, and maybe if you have inventory, throw something else in, like the bundles. I love the bundle idea.
Yeah.
I've got some inventory at home that I really need to get rid of. And I just haven't taken the time to put it up there because I'm doing the print on demand, which is way much easier than
printing and having it at home.
Right. Yeah, I've got the prints at home, and then I got to deal with the shipping myself. And I hate the dealing with shipping. I don't like
it. I don't think that we've talked about pricing your art yet, but you've got a great freebie for that, correct?
Yeah. So on October 5th, I'm launching the Art Pricing Calculator, and it's a tool and a video and an ebook that you can go to my website, and I actually purchased the domain artpricingcalculator.com to make it a little bit easier. But artpricingcalculator.com, you go there, you get the art pricing calculator, you watch the video, you fill in the questions, and it tells you how much you should be charging for your art in order to be profitable art business. And currently, and it really kind of explains how the three basic pricing models that are available right now were not designed actually for us as artists. They were designed for galleries. Mm. And that's why it's never made sense to anybody that I've talked to about why do you charge per square inch?
Right.
Well, galleries charge for that because they have limited square inches available on their walls. We, as an online artist, we don't have to worry about square inches. So this art pricing calculator kind of puts the logic behind what you should be charging for your art. So you have the confidence moving forward, knowing exactly what you charge, why you're charging it, and what your buffer is to give a discount.
Right. We had a lady up here on the third floor that I was wanting to get like a portrait done from her. And she did like massive, big prints. We're talking probably like 40 by 40s, big, huge things. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, you know, I love your work. Like, how much do you start? What do you start at for a portrait or whatever? And she was like, oh, I don't think you can afford me. I'm per square inch. Like, she just totally.
Way to make an assumption right there.
Yeah. So she just totally kind of blew me off. She was like, I charge like, I don't know, something like 200 square inch. I mean, like some astronomical number. Because she really did sell directly to galleries.
Okay.
She didn't sell to anyone here. And I was like, okay, well, how much for like a little 2x2 then? You know, like. Can we shrink it down a little? But it's interesting that that's what she went with.
Yeah.
But she sold to almost exclusively to galleries.
Well, that's good. I mean, she's got a business model that works for her.
Right.
And she might, for people that already are established in their pricing models, I think this is something that they would still want to get the art pricing mm-hmm. calculator
exactly.
to that's validate. Their pricing and mm-hmm. does it make sense? Are they overpricing, underpricing?
They she still could have been underpricing herself.
Yeah, you never really know until you actually have logic behind it because mm-hmm. a lot of this is just feeling based. And we all know that feelings lie.
It's funny though, because when you do see artwork, even here at Low Mill or when you're someone.
So varied.
And it's so varied. And so when you see a piece that's almost identical and you're like, there's a $200 difference here. And I'm like, okay, probably the one that's more expensive is the more correct one.
Probably.
Probably. Yeah.
Maybe.
Because
I don't know.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah. I mean, you just never know.
Well, the pricing model that I have is based on your experience
mm-hmm.
and mastery level. And nobody really takes into account that here, but anywhere. But I kind of got thinking about
kind
it.
Kind of especially here.
But I kind of got to thinking about it. It was like whenever I was in Taekwondo, you had to go through certain tests to, it's mostly kicking. That's why I liked it. But you had to go through certain tests in order to achieve a new belt and a level of mastery. And with art, I looked up the whole master classes and everything and what's a master painter. It's a self-declaration. There's no like board or governing body that says, oh, you're a master. No, you just self-define it. But there is a model to actually apply to your mastery. And it was created in like the 1980s by Dreyfus and Dreyfus. And there are levels by which even artists, it applies to everything. Artists move from novice to a higher mastery level. And it's all based on their experience.
Well, it's going old school and going back to when you would study under a master.
Right.
And that was that was your mentor and you would learn from that master. And after so long, you would graduate from mm-hmm. the master and become your own master.
Right.
Yeah. After years of experience. But, you know,
or the master died. Right. And then you're like, okay, I'm the master now.
Sorry. I mean, you know.
But it's true. It's true.
But it's kind of, it's like
Star Wars.
But it's like anything, like plumbing or tile work or flooring or whatever.
Right. Carpentry, everything.
Yeah.
You have to have the skills.
Exactly. It's the skills that you master.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love that. So back to sales, though, and holidays. So what's your number one recommendation for our fan base that are listening right now?
I mean, my personal number one recommendation is pick a platform and focus on it.
So if you're on Etsy, focus on your Etsy.
Or if you have a local shop, focus on your local shop. I mean, granted, that kind of ties into what your goal is as an artist, but just master one of those and then carry on and add more to it.
That's a good idea. Maybe not spread yourself too thin. Mm-hmm. So wherever you're getting the most bang for your buck, let's say, or you're getting most profit, or you're having the most sales, maybe it's not the most profitable, but you've got a good platform mm-hmm. that people are finding you, concentrate on that.
Correct.
Don't spread yourself too thin.
Yep.
That's a good recommendation. What about you, Stephanie?
I completely agree with that. Because one of the things that I also mentioned, you know, Black Friday, if you don't know kind of what that's about. So historically, businesses run in the red, meaning they're not making a profit. They run into red. And then this Black Friday is an opportunity for them to finally move into the black. So, yeah, you definitely want to maximize your profits so you can smoothly transition into the new year and try and get some of those profits to plan for your next year, because that's what's going to happen right after this. Like, you know, September, October, you're planning on what you want to sell, how you want to sell it, getting the social media ready and everything. And then November and December should be just about shipping and fulfilling and planning for the following year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely.
And I like the idea of, because you guys gave it to me, but of bundling, but you can still do that as like any kind of artist. So mm-hmm. say like you do pet portraits, or you do some sort of portrait, or whether it be pets or whatever, you can sell a bundle and say, hey, I'm going to give you a tote bag plus a coupon for, you know, a print for next, or a portrait for next in the next 3 months, you know, right. Redeemed by now. Cause like you were saying, if you're running into that shipping problem mm-hmm. and getting it out, like give them a little something to have in their hand and say, you know, it's going to come.
Right.
We'll work on it together in the next 3 months.
Yeah.
Well, then, something like that.
Kind of along those lines, also gift certificates.
Right.
Plans yeah. for kinda, gift certificates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah. 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 That's a good idea. But give them a little something, something. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a mug or a koozie or something.
So I'm trying to think of a way to do the bundles thing where you don't have to retain inventory.
Right.
That's my big thing, because I get enough stuff. I don't want to order more.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And that's money out of your pocket of right. something you may or may not sell.
So do you guys have any other ideas that maybe we're not thinking of?
Yeah.
Have you guys come up with a way to maximize your Christmas sales? Because, you know, apparently we need to hear it. We've only got only our ideas. So if you have a great way to get ready for your holiday sales, drop it in the comments. Let us know. We would love to hear from you guys, and we will talk to you soon. This is Art BS.